In our studio today is the Lund family, and in particular Sierra Lund, who's a young female pilot out of Georgia who had a whole series of experiences that have ended in a bunch of media exposure. But we're going to back up from that a little bit. Along with Sierra is her father Kevin and her mom Steph. Welcome and thanks for coming.
Yeah, this is great.
Now you guys have been EAA members for a while, but I'm going to guess that this EAA has been a little bit different for several reasons. First, a little bit of information about you, Sierra. You are a licensed private pilot, right?
Not yet.
Okay, you're pretty close.
I'm pretty close. I just have to finish my my two cross countries.
Okay, yeah, you are pretty close then.
Yep.
And you guys live outside Atlanta, where Kevin, I understand that you're a maintenance technician for an airline, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long have you been flying?
So I got my license 2 years ago, and so I've been flying for a couple of years now. But I've been an aircraft mechanic most of my life, so I've been around airplanes.
And Sierra, I get the sense that you've been flying almost as long as your dad has, at least in one way or another.
Yeah, almost. Been going up with him since he got his license. And then I just started my private. I soloed in January.
Okay. And what are your plans for the fall, by the way? Give us a sense of sort of where you are educationally.
I'm going to Embry-Riddle in the spring, and I'm taking the semester off to finish my instrument and hopefully my commercial as well.
Okay. So that means you just graduated high school, right? Just in the last couple of months.
Yep.
Okay.
Is this your first time at EAA?
Yeah, this is my first time.
Oh,
wow,
that's great.
What a way to start, which will actually become clear in just a minute. Okay, so you were on a learning flight not too long ago. Tell us when that was and kind of walk us through the events of this day when this flight landed faster than you expected and not in a normal way.
Well, we came to the airport in the morning to do my solo cross country, and I was just going to go to West Georgia, and then airport called LaGrange, and then back to Falcon Field, and we ended up flying for an hour or two because the airport ran out of gas, and so we had to wait. Came back at like 6 o'clock, filled up the airplane, and did my pre-flight and everything. Everything went fine.
So you were on your last leg trying to get back home, is that right?
No, I was leaving Falcon for my solo cross country.
Got it.
And I took off and everything was fine, and then 400 feet, like right over the lake, right after the runway, the engine quit, and I landed on the golf course.
You landed on the golf course.
Yep.
So at 400 feet, that must mean that the airport's next to the golf course, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, is this an emergency landing site that you had already kind of worked out, knew you were going to take advantage of if you had to?
Kind of. I never really thought about it quitting on takeoff, I guess, because I always practiced power off 180s and like engine outs, but it was always like on downwind or yeah.
So just to clarify, this was not something that you had sort of mentally all the way gone through. You had to make some quick decisions.
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
So it's a fairly common instinct, I think, when this happens, that you want to immediately turn around and go back to the airport that you just came from, and there's been a lot of lessons that show that's not the right thing to do. So you made the right set of decisions and you went straight ahead?
Yeah. People at the airport have drilled that into my head not to turn around.
You had good instruction then.
Yeah.
So how much of a turn was required for you to get to a place in the golf course where you thought you were going to be along, right on a green, for example? Or fairway, I mean.
It was probably like 20 degrees to my right. Wasn't too much.
So that's not bad.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I'm sure the golf course took that into account when they built around the airport, right?
Yeah.
That was very kind of them to do, especially in this case. Okay, so you're on the ground. What shape is the plane in? What shape are you in?
I'm fine. The plane's not as fine as I am, but I walked away from it without any scratches or bruises or anything like that.
Yeah. So what happened to the plane?
Well, I landed pretty fine. It was actually a pretty good landing. And then I was coming in too fast, and I hit a hill and I got airborne again. And I went through like two trees, and then it just landed like on its nose. So the gear collapsed and the wings are a little bit messed up, but everything else is
wings
fine.
Took a beating going through the trees, which I think kind of,
well, they help absorb some of the energy.
Yeah, as soon it's funny, I've went back to, you know, kind of look at where she touched down. And where she touched down, it was a good touchdown, just carrying a little too much speed, and she actually hit the green. There was a hill going up to the green, and that's what got her airborne again.
So we're talking with Kevin Lund and his daughter Sierra, who ended up having to put her 150 down 400 feet above the ground after takeoff on a solo cross country. So you went back to take a look at things. Somebody figured out what happened. Kevin, talk about what happened.
Well, it was funny. The following day, the FAA came out to do their investigation, and they came in, and he had already walked it at 6:30 that morning, so he knew exactly where her wheels touched down. He had marked it on the fairway. He did a really good job of figuring out exactly how she, you know, of course he's an expert, he does crash investigations, figure exactly where she touched down. And so I went down there and I kind of looked to see what he was looking at, and kind of saw where she had touched down, where she had hit the green, where she had gone through the trees. It was pretty interesting. But
what about the cause? What do we know about that?
So the cause, it was pretty quick. The cause was a stuck valve, number 3 cylinder. The valve stuck, piston came up, smacked it, snapped it off at the stem, and then it rattled around inside the cylinder for a couple of strokes until it took out the intake valve. It took the intake valve out, and then the engine just at that point quit.
Sierra, what kind of noises were you hearing when this was all going on? Do you remember?
Yeah, it wasn't any like rattling or anything. It just quit. But yeah.
Okay. Sierra, I'm imagining you've relived this a few times in your mind.
Telling everyone.
Yeah, I'm sure. Looking back, anything you would have done different?
Maybe put some flaps in.
Sure.
Slow down.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a whole lot of time, right? 400 feet? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have too much time to do anything.
So this puts you all in kind of an interesting position, right? I mean, the decisions that you made, the place in life where you are, the fact that you're kind of an aviating family, there are some interesting lessons to be learned that I'm sure you guys are thinking about as you're talking about that. Share that with me. What are you thinking and talking about as a result of this?
Well, we are definitely talking a lot more about safety, a lot more about what to do. The last couple of flights that Sierra and I were on, we practiced a few maneuvers. We practiced. We're a little more conscious of what we can do in our airplane, especially the airplane she's going to be transitioning to, which is a Cantabria, to finish up her private pilot's license, and what it takes to turn that airplane around. At what point we do not turn the airplane around. We're very, very conscientious of takeoffs now.
How about as a parent? Are you feeling any differently about this as a parent?
A little more nervous when she goes up, to say the least. But every time she goes up, you know, I'm just, it's always in the back of my mind. And the biggest thing is I gained some faith that in Sierra being able to handle an emergency situation. She did everything perfect. She didn't cave under pressure. She stuck with it, and so that makes me feel good as a parent, knowing that she's not going to lose it. She's going to be able to stay with it when she's faced with an emergency. That's comforting to me, but not to say that I'm still not nervous.
Sierra, you're a wonderful ambassador for aviation, and I know you're going to have a very good career ahead of you. You belong to a group that you wanted to mention that's having an event tonight?
Yeah, I'm a part of this awesome group called Millennial Wings. It's based out of South Florida, but we're just trying to get a bunch of young kids involved in aviation, and they're actually teaming up with Spencer Aircraft, so there's going to be an event at 7 o'clock tonight for Millennial Wings, but everyone can come. It's 18 to 29, And there's going to be free food and drinks, so everyone's invited.
Great. Thanks so much. So we've been talking with Sierra Lund and her parents, Kevin and Steph, about something that a lot of private pilots will never experience. And here you are, not even licensed and been through something pretty interesting. So we're glad that you're with us. Congratulations on making some great decisions.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
It's a great story, Mike.
It is. You're listening to Squawk 1200, and this is EAA Radio.